Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 24, Know Your Worth. I am so excited that you're here with us today. I cannot believe the listenership that we are having. We have increased by fourfold. This is so exciting, and to hear some of the exciting things that people are doing, they're sharing this podcast around the world and making a difference in people's lives. So today's episode about knowing your worth, I found this awesome quote. I've learned that fear limits you and your vision. It serves as blinders to what may be just a few steps down the road for you. The journey is valuable, but believing in your talents, your abilities, and your self-worth can empower you to walk down an even brighter path, transforming fear into freedom. How great is that? Just breathe that in for a moment. That's by Soledad O'Brien. Fear limits you. It can be a blinder from you seeing what's just around the corner, what's possible for you, what's achievable for you. But when you know your worth, you will persevere from those moments. Because there are way too many people walking around in this world who do not know their worth. They've been hanging on to a message that says, I'm not enough. They may have heard it from their parents, peers, bosses, teachers, or even colleagues, that they weren't measuring up and they didn't have what it took to reach the next level. They may have even been told that their dreams were too big. They shouldn't stretch that far. No, it's okay. When a person listens to those messages or replays them in their mind, over and over, they start to believe it. You become the story that you tell yourself. You integrate it into who you are. You become afraid to stretch out of your comfort zone and really step into the person that you're meant to be. Because you start believing what other people believe for you, what their fears are. They don't want you to fail, so they want to keep you safe. There's a difference between keeping someone safe from danger, and there's a part of it that doesn't want you to grow, doesn't want you to stretch. So you really got to think about, really, do we want people to tell us that we're not enough? Who says that you're not? The only person who can say that you're not capable of something is yourself. So really thinking about taking actions that support who you want to be. I believe that one time or another, we've all had instances where we felt that someone has put us in our place. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much experience you have in a certain area, knowledge or expertise. There may be someone who doesn't see what you bring to the table. I've had an experience like this personally. When I learned that the person did not see my value, I started to look inside myself to see how I could be reflecting that. And in a conversation with this person, I shared my value because I believe in my capabilities. And I also know that I can step into any situation, learn and grow, as long as I've learned to work with the people I work with. Processes can be learned, they can be taught, and relationships with people have to be built and nurtured over time. We teach people how to treat us, and this is why it is so important for me to express that when someone didn't see my worth, that I saw in myself, I couldn't just let that pass by. I know that I'm capable of many things, but unless you're given those opportunities, you can't demonstrate it to people. Don't let others define your worth. Ask for feedback on how you need to show up and put in the effort. At the end of the day, I'm glad that circumstance didn't turn out the way I originally hoped for, because other opportunities were standing bright in my future. Sometimes you have to say no to good in order to experience great. Because just as Soul Dad O'Brien said, we don't know what's just a few steps down the road. To know your worth, you really need to start with recognizing your strengths. You need to take time to recognize them and help understand your worth. It is about knowing your worth and what you bring forth to the world and your leadership style. Do not dwell on your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths. It doesn't matter whether you're leading a household, community group, organization, or running a business. If you don't understand what you bring that increases the value, you will not make an impact. What do you do that adds to your competitive advantage? What do you offer that others do not? What makes you stand out from the crowd? If you're struggling with coming up with your strengths, you may want to ask others around you to discover what are the strengths that you're known for? What is your signature? What is it when a project or situation comes up that you are the first person they think of? Also, don't forget to create goals that challenge you. When you create goals that challenge and stretch you, you realize that you are more than good enough. You are capable of so much more than you even give yourself credit for. When you are fearful or intimidated from trying new things or taking on challenges, you are less likely to take any action. Yes, there will be a learning curve, and yes, there will be a challenge. These challenges are meant to help you learn and grow and become stronger and more resilient. The best way to face a challenge is to increase your efforts. The more inspired your action, the greater results you will achieve. Those who are most resilient are persons who see their current situation or setbacks as temporary. They're not permanent. They're not set in stone. They also know that if they take action, the circumstance or situation can change. But if they stay in their current state, nothing changes. And the other part is you need to value your work. Lou Tice stated, "No matter what you say you want to achieve or become, you aren't going to do it unless you first believe you deserve it and can cause it to happen. You need to believe that you deliver value, you deserve a positive outcome, whether it be monetary or in the form of relationship building. It doesn't matter if you're putting together a proposal, asking for a raise, or deciding to charge what you're worth for your product or service. You need to believe that you're worth it and you know your value. Arm yourself with facts. Keep track of your achievements and your contributions and their impact, no matter how big or small. Not only are these good for negotiating, they're also important for you to review when you might be having a bad day. And, you know, we all have them. But they act as reminders to let you know how far you've come. Remember, because you're not the same person you were 1 year ago, 3 years ago, or 5 years ago. You have evolved into the person you are now. That you come with knowledge, talents, skills, and abilities, as well as all of those experiences. There is no one like you. Don't sell yourself short. Demonstrate how you have exceeded expectations and why you are deserving of what you wish to achieve. When you believe it and speak with conviction, others will believe it too. Step into your power. Know your worth, because you don't want to be one of those people who are walking around in this world who don't see what they can offer. I want you to go out, as Gandhi said, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world. Because you are worth it. You deserve it. Don't sell yourself short. I would love to hear about how knowing your worth and knowing your value has changed the way you show up in life. Email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. And thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go ahead and subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating, that high five, and sign up for our newsletter at www.DeborahKozowski.com. If you'd like to get to the show notes, please go to themillionairewoman.com/podcast to catch this episode. Remember, it's episode 24. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care, everyone.